with Montana News. I'm Corin Cates Carney. Federal officials are proposing 100,000 acres of conservation easements in northwest Montana to maintain public access on recently sold private timberlands. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
When Weyerhaeuser announced late last year it sold about 630,000 acres of its timberlands, mostly between Kalispell and Libby, local county officials raised concerns about whether the new owner, Southern Pine Plantations, would subdivide and sell the land, eliminating decades of public access for recreation and logging. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing a roughly 100,000-acre conservation easement known as the Lost Trail Conservation Area. The easement would keep the acreage under private ownership but preserve public access and commercial timber projects while preventing housing and commercial developments in perpetuity. Mike Moody with Southern Pine.
That area surrounds mostly ground that we own. So we're excited that if it were established that we'd have that, you know, another tool in the toolbox, so to speak, of preserving acreage.
Fish and Wildlife's proposal would utilize federal land and water conservation fund dollars to pay private landowners, namely Southern Pine, for permanent easements. Moody says Southern Pine will talk to Fish and Wildlife about potential easements once the conservation area is established. The company is already in talks with Montana officials about a 7,200-acre easement that would fall within the larger conservation area. Land conservation groups either involved in or closely monitoring the issue say the conservation area would be a win-win for all sides. Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell, whose district covers some of the land, agrees.
It would keep it on the tax rolls. It would keep it being managed in a way that would allow logging and would assure that the public has the same access that it currently has.
Brodell says the county commission will likely vote on whether to support the measure in the coming weeks. Lincoln County commissioners are still digesting the issue. Public comment runs through August 6. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.